Good evening. Last time when I mentioned energy, I would just like to say to you, my dear friends, that energy is never standing still. Energy is all moving, all changing, at all times. What I would like to say to you this time is that by the end of this, your earthly year, each one of you will have gone through some form of metamorphosis. No matter what your station in life, you will look back upon this year as one of change. Whether it be of your own making, in your private lives, your work life, or in general, or even affected by another human being in your life, each one of you will look back and see these subtle energy changes. So you see, it is not only over this instrument when I speak of energies and changes.
Is that just us, Sanimet, in this room, or is that everybody on the planet?
I speak of this group.
Oh, thank you.
But of course, there will be many throughout your world who will be experiencing changes within their lives also.
Thank you.
But no, I speak only of you as a group.
That's interesting.
Do you wish to make comments at this stage?
Only that this seems most appropriate, and I've said on occasions that I feel the essence of life is change, and this I believe must begin with the energy change which you speak of.
Yes, and of course you cannot compartmentalize this, because after all, the whole of your world is influenced by universal energy. And I would wish that you look at the wider picture always.
Yes.
This I have told you on many occasions. Do not limit yourselves by limiting your thinking. Always look to that wider picture.
This energy change, is it because of what we've learnt and how we're progressing that it's going to happen to us, or is there some other reason?
Because of the way you are progressing, you will become much more aware of the changes within your lives. So the answer to you is yes, your awareness creates this all-seeing change.
Yes, I was recently reading about the lady Helen Blavatsky, who about 150 years ago, I think it was, she began a movement which resulted in the Theosophical Society, which was continued by Annie Besant and Colonel Ledbetter. And they did some very good work, and their stated aim was to learn and become aware of life and of the universe. And it struck me from reading about all this that this was an earlier version of perhaps what we are doing now, a parallel teaching, a parallel in which they became more aware.
Yes, I would say only that this lady was at that time a forerunner of all things spiritual.
Yes.
As far as the gift of spirit matter.
Yes.
But indeed, I have to say that the lady in question fell short of providing the way of life that should have been shown to match those spiritual powers that she had. But she became much wiser when she entered our world and could see her shortcomings. But indeed, that society created many debates and a wider knowledge for many.
Yes, thank you. I thought you might have something to say about that. Yes.
I was reading about somebody who paints people's voices. Now, she must be tapping into their energy, I suppose. Would that be right?
Yes. That would be the only way. It is the sound of energy that she picks up on. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Any more questions at this time?
Any more questions?
I have a question I'd like to ask on a different subject.
Yes.
We hear about Madeline, and her parents believe she's been abducted, and they're not sure if she's alive or not. Now, in spirit, some spirit, knows the truth of this situation. And yet the parents are suffering for lack of knowledge. Now, in the interests of truth and love, would it not be possible for the answer to this question, is she alive, be given to the parents somehow?
But why do you feel that we should interfere from our world? All actions which take place upon the earth have a purpose. Now I would say to you, my dear friend, and I know you have not been with us as long as some, but you have to once more look to the wider picture of life. And it may be that before these two people came, that they had somehow chosen to be in a situation of concern. And I think I am right in saying that what is noticeable to many in your world is that these two people have grown much in strength and hope and great belief in their own religion.
Yes, that's true.
From all things negative, there is always the opposite of positive. It is not for us in our world to interfere in any life, but what we can do, if asked, is to help to influence that knowledge to come forward. We never refuse help, but we cannot step forward and interfere. It is one of the basic principles in our world. There are many, I assure you, who will be helping in any way that they can.
Well, I remembered you saying that we children that were being born at this time and around this time, their spirituality would shine forth.
Yes.
And I just wondered, maybe this child was one of them.
I would say to you generally, and I am repeating myself when I say, that if you think of the brightness of a child,
yes,
and the darkness which also exists in your world, that is what is attractive to those in dark lives. Mm-hmm. It is the purity of that light which is the child. I would say, continue to ask for help,
yes,
and it will in some way come to some conclusion.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But I know it is always difficult for you as human beings, especially when it is children. But you must always try to look at the wider picture and to give love not only to the lost child but those who have been responsible, and to also pray for those people, because, my dear friends, whether you think so or not, they are. spiritual light.
Yes.
And it is important that they receive help whilst they are here upon the earth plane, than to come to our world in a state of darkness. I hope that helped you a little.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. And of course, there are many children who've been abducted, so just that these are in the limelight, but many, many
are missing. There are many what you as human beings call atrocities, but you would, my dear friends, not be able to cope with life if you placed upon your shoulders the troubles of all people. You can only continue to pray and ask for help from that all creative force who has all knowledge, all love, all forgiveness, and encompasses you all in that energy of love.
Yes, thank you. Did you have something, Paul?
I've got a question from Pia, our friend from Helsinki.
Can you take another question?
I will take one more.
Thank you. We've got a torch.
Yeah.
Right, this is from Pia. She's practicing a martial art, I think, called Daitoryu, an old Japanese self-defense. It is all about the energy Aiki, and she says she's trying to open up to this energy, to know about it. The power of thought is involved a lot. Can you give some comments on this activity and the Aiki energy?
Yes, I understand. Within your world, there are many forms of discipline, and that is what it is all about. Discipline of the mind over the physical body. And I am sure that you all know of these disciplines which help the mind to focus and to create within the human mind that form of focus which then opens up to even greater ways of thinking. It is good for all of you to have some form of discipline which allows your mind to focus. Because when the mind is focused, then you are closest to us in spirit. In the same way as I have tried to tell you about your meditative state. The only difference is that in these, as you call them, martial arts, that the physical body is used much more to create this state of mind. I would say to this lady that any discipline can only be good I would suggest that she relax a little more, that she is trying too hard to open up to these subtle energies, because that, again, is what it is, and works very well with our topic this evening. Just allow herself to continue with this discipline, and it will come. She is just a little too anxious about it at this time.
Right, I'll pass all that on. Thank you very much. She receives the transcripts anyway.
Yes, she is knowing this one. Yes. Now, for this time, I will leave you, my dear friends. I hope my words again have brought to you some more things to think about.
Yes, I certainly have.
Yes, as they always do.
Yes, and that helps with your own growth. So, my dear friends, as always, I leave you knowing that I am close to you at all times. I know you will endeavor to think about my words at this time, and that when we meet again, there may be some comments from you.